by a militia group to storm it once again. The head of the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency says Iran has agreed to sit down with international technical experts that are investigating the discovery of uranium particles at three former undeclared sites in that country. Officials in New Zealand have issued a tsunami warning for coastal areas after a shallow, powerful earthquake struck off the northeastern coast. No immediate reports of serious damage or casualties. The Labor Department reporting the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits up last week to 745,000, showing that many employers continue to cut jobs despite a drop in confirmed viral infections. Stocks now lower, the Dow down 51 points, the Nasdaq off 122. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1339. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise, with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear. A little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. We continue to see improvements when it comes to statewide coronavirus hospitalizations. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they've now dropped to 559. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 389,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Lee County community held a candlelight vigil last night to honor the 23 lives lost in the Beauregard tornado 2 years ago. The community also took time to recognize the first responders who were on scene in Lee County. And President Joe Biden will participate in the Bridge Crossing Jubilee in Selma this weekend. Organizers say Biden will appear virtually at the Martin and Coretta King Unity Breakfast Sunday morning. This year's Jubilee will be mostly virtual. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We gotta build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not, I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 346 points. It is a lovely 70 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Okay, I'm driving down 231. I almost kept going.
Yeah.
Late Martin Harricott.
Yeah.
Man. I tell you what, if the weather was like this every single day in Montgomery, the population would be five times the amount here. Unbelievable. Really gorgeous sat on the deck. And the pollen hadn't really started to come in hard yet, but it will be, I promise you. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in as quickly for a market get back drawing, which we do on Friday, 2:30, 2:45. Then we're doing the Mortgage Corporation, the gift card drawing today at 1:05. Not many people in either account, so give us a buzz, get in, and enjoy some yummy stuff from Mortgage Corporation South and Tweet Creek Farm Market. I think the best strategy I've heard so far is East patented the concept of take the Mortgage Corporation South gift card down to Tweet Creek Farm Market.
Right.
That was brilliant. He knows how to leverage things. So, man, got a lot going on out here. Today's March the 4th. Today's the day of the raid at the Capitol. They're going to blow it up.
Oh, the QAnon hordes?
Yeah, they're on their way.
Hmm.
Yeah, Morning Joe was beside himself. Can you go pull that WSFA clip I sent you in number 2?
Yeah, I can do that.
Get it queued up. Now, this is something we have been talking about on the show for a couple of days. I do know the city does monitor this show, plus others, but I'm not sure if this had anything to do with it. But I think the general chatter in the city probably had a lot to do with it. This was WSFA report. Surprising. Last night.
The police department is cracking down on speeding drivers and street racing in the city. Just last week alone, MPD issued 140 citations for speeding, and they say street racing concerns are on the rise. Joining us live right now outside police headquarters, WSFA 12 News reporter Ashley Bowerman. And Ashley, what is MPD doing now to combat this concern?
Well, Mark and Val, MPD tells me that they have always had a focus on catching drivers who are speeding.
Right.
And that, of course, is something that they will continue to do and continue to keep an eye on moving forward. But they tell me that recently it has been brought to their attention by many people in the community that there has not only been an increase in speeding, but also an increase in street racing. And that is exactly why MPD just implemented a traffic detail specifically for this. Speeding and street racing is something people in Montgomery say they are used to seeing.
Sometimes the kids are playing basketball and the car they're coming by, they're real reckless.
People on Fairgrounds Road come flying down through there.
Families who live on Cherry Street in the Highland Park community are ready to see a change.
If MPD wants to take time out to control the speeding here, please do.
Some of them are even at the stoplights and just rev their engines as loud as they can.
Major John Hall with MPD says the department has taken notice of these concerns and will now have a group of officers whose primary focus is to proactively monitor areas where speeding and street racing is most prevalent in the city.
That is their sole purpose, is to combat this problem, because racing is very dangerous and can cost people their lives. So it's very important that we get this curtailed and stopped as quickly as we can.
And if you get pulled over and think you can get away, think again. MPD can send you a citation in the mail.
They're already making a foolish decision by driving that way.
Ooh.
And the police department's not going to compound it by chasing them. We'll just roll back our cameras, get those tags, and mail out the ticket.
MPD hopes that manning the streets with more traffic police will help put an end to this disruptive, illegal, and dangerous activity. And MPD is asking anyone in the community who witnesses any street racing or any reckless driving activity to immediately call 911. Mark and Val.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ashley. And Montgomery police remind residents driving 25 miles per hour over the posted speed limit is a fine of $195. A citation for street racing results in a mandatory court appearance.
Okay. So, they have been doing that for a week, and we didn't know about it until the news report came out. And has anybody seen anything that's out there? Have you seen officers on the side of the road kind of looking for speeders? Do you see unmarked cars that are driving around and pulling people over? Because those are kind of the two things it's going to take. And particularly if you have motor cops, that's the best way to catch folks. So, thank goodness, MPD, congratulations, glad you're doing that. I hope we get some good results out of it. Another one would be the time that they're doing these. Is this a daytime thing or is this a nighttime thing? Is this a after 12 or before 12 o'clock midnight? And I'd love to see when the majority of these tickets are being written.
I hear it at night. I'm in Forest Hills, right near Atlanta Highway, and you can hear it at night.
You can hear it on Atlanta Highway or on your Forest Hill Drive?
More Atlanta Highway. Now, there's occasionally somebody just has a big muffler and makes a lot of noise on the street right in the neighborhood, but you can hear more. It's like Atlanta Highway, just a few blocks away, and yeah, it's more than somebody just rev it up. It's somebody going real fast.
It, where I am on Woodley, where Woodley breaks into McKee, and you turn right to go out the old Woodley Road, there's some cars going down that bad boy fast. I mean fast. I've been going up Woodley, and a car's been coming towards me doing 85, 90 miles an hour. But it reminded me of when I was a kid.
Right.
Doing the exact same thing in my Thunderbird. So, got that one out of the way, but y'all keep us posted on what you see out there. And, I don't think a whole bunch of speed traps and speed places during the day are going to do a lot of good. I think afternoons, I think Saturdays, Sundays, I think nighttime, I think late night, that's when you need to really be on the move for this whole thing. I'm not out during that time, so I keep my head down low during the that time. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Ellis, coming back to you after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man,
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances.
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Hope you're having a great afternoon. It is JT, and we are on location at AirNow Home Services in Millbrook. It's Paw It Forward Week 2. This is your opportunity to stop by and donate items they could use at the Elmore, Autauga, or Montgomery County Humane Societies. I'm talking dog food, cat food, cleaning supplies, shredded newspaper, believe it or not, makes a big difference as well. Any of those supplies that you can bring by our sponsor locations over the next couple of weeks is highly appreciated. And again, today you can stop by AirNow Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. Anytime you can come on by, but especially during our live broadcast till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Want to thank our other sponsors. They include Rick's Jewelers in Prattville, Riverside Chevrolet on 231 in Wetumpka, Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway, Oswald's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville, and Georgia Floors Direct on the Eastern Boulevard. But today, we're at Air Now. Stop by and see us. It's Paw It Forward. You'll see the big Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van out front. Till 1, JT Broadcasting Live.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272922, I got a text from someone that's involved with the city saying your audience's voice has been heard. I'd like to know more behind that text. I'll ask him after the show. Ellis, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, it's about time, you know. I've been calling the 911, the MPD, for over 5 years, if not longer, to 8 to 10 years, about the speeding up and down Wears Ferry Road, Burbank Drive, not just cars and not just the street racing thing, and they've done it on Burbank Drive, the 800 block of North Burbank. Mm-hmm. But the four-wheelers racing up and down in front of my house, it happens, you know, on Fridays. I heard John D. call in the other day. Starts Friday night before midnight, because I can hear them, and I don't know where they are. They sound like they're up down highway somewhere near Arrowhead is where the sounds are coming from, and then I'll hear them.
That's a long way from you.
Oh, yeah, but I can hear them. And to the right of Wears Ferry Road going towards downtown, I can hear them in that direction, the engines roaring. And you could tell it's street racing, because I know the, you know, I wouldn't be able to hear the drag strip from my house. That's way down.
No, that's way down. Way, 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 way down.
But they're pretty darn close, because I can hear them, too. And the direction John D. was, you know, when he called in yesterday, was talking about, that's where I hear them. But I hear them on both sides.
Interesting. Wears Ferry Road has long been, back when I was a kid, that was a long time ago, I was, that was a major area that people would run their cars.
Yeah. Well, this is a little bit further than Wears Ferry. So, it's, to me, I'm in the middle of North Burbank Drive.
Right.
And they will race from Winbrook, because there's a cut-through back there that comes off of Northern Boulevard from American Tires. There's a cut-through that comes through Winbrook onto Burbank Drive, the street I live on, right in the middle of North Burbank. And I can hear, I mean, they're loud. I hear them every Friday to sometimes Sunday night and before midnight and after midnight.
But so you're hearing it late at night.
Yeah, well, I'm hearing it, yeah, late at night. But sometimes or a little earlier, you know, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock. Hmm. Or earlier than that, you know, it varies.
Those are the wimpy draggers.
Yeah, they must be, but yeah. I'm glad they're finally doing something.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I was talking to somebody about this and said, you know, if they're doing their job, we're not going to see them during the day. We're not going to see them in our world. The people that are going to see them are the folks that are going to be, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. And they're out there, particularly on a Friday or a Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, I live on the street, and, you know, Burbank cuts in the Wears Ferry Road, North Burbank.
No, exactly where it is.
There was a child years ago that got hit. He hit an SUV on his little mini dirt bike. No helmet, nothing. For 2 years, that kid, he was 12 years old, 14 when he died. For 2 years, I'd been, you know, calling the police to catch this kid before he, you know, kills himself or injures somebody else, and he eventually did. He eventually rammed into an SUV, you know, going from North Burbank, just running the red light. Someone was turning on the North Burbank, and he slammed right into him.
You said he passed away. Did he pass away from an injury?
Yeah, from the injuries. He got up and tried to walk away and then fell over. He was in a coma, I believe, for about a week and then passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
But before that, years before that, he would race up and down there, up and down the sidewalk. I would stop him and try to talk to him. call the police, say, there's where he lives, go talk to him. They would, but, you know, it's up to the parents, you know. Yep. And this kid was only 12. He was 14 when he died.
Man.
Yeah. So it's pretty bad. North Burbank Drive, they need to, you know, up and down there and Wears Ferry Road, they need to put a car out there or put a camera, you know. I know these four-wheelers, they can't chase them, and they have no tags. And they're at nighttime, Dan, in the pitch dark with no lights, no, they're dark clothing. You can't see them.
Wait. So where are they driving? Are they driving on Wears Ferry?
No, they're driving on my street, North Burbank Drive. 700,
well,
up and down
700,
800.
Well, if you're in
coming
a...
coming from Odd Road area.
Okay, hang on. So, how, if they don't have lights on and they're in a dark vehicle, why aren't they...
No, they're on four-wheelers.
Okay, on four-wheelers.
Yeah, four-wheelers.
Right, but it's a dark vehicle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean...
Dark clothes.
How are they not seeing... I mean, why are they not hit?
Street lights.
Man.
They can speak through the street lights, I guess.
That's nuts.
Some will have lights. Some will not.
That's nuts.
And some will have multiple people on them, like three, like a kid driving it with two or three kids hanging on the back of
it. That's nuts. That is nuts.
Well, it is. And it's been going on for, like I said, it's over 8 years now. Yeah. I'd say 10 years.
Well, this is going to be so
about time.
Alice, yeah. Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Clint, welcome aboard the Demo Show real quick.
Yeah, good day, sir.
Good day.
Hey, I heard the vice president... In the stimulus bill, she's trying to get $120 million sent to her hometown for the black population.
Who is?
Sir?
Who is?
The vice president.
He's trying to get sent to... Okay, wait. Start over again.
Her hometown.
Who's her?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, that's what I just asked you. And you said the vice president. Okay, so Kamala Harris and trying to send to her hometown, okay? Keep going.
All right. And the stimulus bill.
Okay.
But there's no part in the bill for whites or Native Americans or Hispanics. So why is that?
Because it's pork?
It's pork.
That's what I just said.
All right. Yes, sir. Well, how are you doing, Mr. Moore?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good for you. But I find that, I mean...
Let me tell you something, Clint. When we get down into this bill, and I congratulate the Republicans for messaging this really, really well. Biden's numbers are falling, and the support for this bill is really falling. This concept that the majority of Republicans are supporting it, that is a falsehood. That's because they don't know what's in it. Once people know what's in it, they hate this thing.
Okay. It don't sound right to me, sir.
Yeah, me either. Oh, let me tell you, and we're going to get into that hopefully in this hour.
All right, I'll be listening.
Thanks.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. Ben, coming back to you after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo coming to Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. Purchase tickets at SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear. A little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Got my short sleeve golf shirt on. Loving this weather. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Ben. Ben, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Only Thursday, thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer that's not pulling you over. Give him a big thumbs up.
Hello, Dan. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well with your treatment,
Ben. I'm doing good. Thank you, Ben, for asking.
Good. My father's going through the same thing at MCS.
Wait. Your father's going through the same thing?
Yeah, and maybe not your same symptom, but going through treatment out there. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm out there on Thursday, Friday next week in treatment in the morning. So I'm normally in chair 45, 46.
Yeah, he can't say enough about those people. They really do.
They are outstanding. They are outstanding.
So, reason I called, did you know that Montgomery had opened up a new drag strip on Taylor Road? It's only open on Sundays. And they only take motorcycles that are made in Japan.
Wow, no. Insult Harley's there. So it's a motorcycle drag strip.
Yeah, the Harleys don't they cruise. They don't go in between traffic, and so you're right about the time that it is gonna be the night time, and I'm sympathetic of the guy who lives on Burbank and we're there. Taylor Road is terrible. Especially Sunday, they drown out the sirens going, you know, down the road all the time.
Really? How far down, Taylor?
Pretty much from 85 until I can't hear them. I live in Halcyon. With that said, when did Montgomery proper, the MPD, eliminate motorcycle policing?
Well, they started phasing them out. As I shared with the audience, I saw a motor officer on Monday, and it's the first one I've seen in a long, long time.
I know, and that's been a question. You can hide those things everywhere. And
actually, we were famous. We were famous for our motor officers.
I know.
And not in a bad way, but in a good way.
No, they had to wear shine boots, and we got BMW bicycles and all that kind of thing. Yeah, motorcycles. But why don't we have those anymore? The county has them.
I do not know, and I've asked people that were in former leadership of MPD, and they said they just kind of phased them out, mainly because they were doing traffic enforcement, and that was not a priority, despite what that WSFA story said.
Isn't that one of their main things, traffic enforcement, protection?
And if you talk to leadership or you talk to people who know something about operational parts of a police department, is your profile is so much lower. So, you know, that motor officer can be sitting on Vaughan Road where that subdivision never got built, be sitting right there, and unless you're looking for them, you're not even going to notice them. Go ahead.
If you need backup since you're by yourself, man, that's like a 90-second call, and brothers will show up. I just don't understand why we are phasing them out, given...
They did that a while back. I did see my first one on Monday, so maybe they're bringing them back. But a motorcycle officer... And most people don't realize that Kevin Murphy, our former police chief, used to be a motor officer. So he is really familiar with that whole tactic of using bikes. And
absolutely. You remember Chips? I mean, I grew up in that town. I mean, they're good to have.
Yeah, they are a very tactical way of getting an officer on the scene.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. Continue your treatment, and hope you do well.
Hope your dad does real well, too, Ben. Thanks. Blair, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. I wanted to put my 2 cents worth in.
Please.
The neighborhood I live in, we had the police about 3 years ago. They would come to our... I'm on the board in our neighborhood, the Community Civic Association. And we had the police, they will come, and I've talked to several different ones. If they would just bring someone out to our neighborhood and run the radar for a little while and slow some of these people down, they go past my house. The speed in a neighborhood is 25 miles an hour normally. That's what it is in ours. There's a red light one block from Federal Drive, and you don't have, a stop sign. You don't have another one for about five blocks. And we have a zigzag street where streets come in and T, and you have to turn right or left to continue on that street, if you follow what I mean. And we had people coming around those yield signs, through those yield signs, sometimes on two wheels. Now, they put a little road thing across the road, the little cord thing, the little cable across there to check speed, and they informed us that the average speed was 33. Now, Dan, I'm not interested in the 33-mile-an-hour people, but I am interested in the people going by at 50 and 55 miles an hour. We have a church with a playground over there. We have Hispanic kids running across the street. We have people walking their dogs. We have animals crossing the street. And I just hate that street. It makes me very uncomfortable to even sit on my front porch. It's hard to slow people down.
Yeah, I started the association over in Gaspy Lane in the hill, over in Hillwood area. And one of the big things that were in a meeting, they said, we want to get a police officer out here. So I called my contact, and he said, you know, we'll be glad to come out there, but just remember when some of your members get a ticket that they wanted this. And so I came back and I told him that. And sure enough, they brought an officer out there, and the people who got tickets were local residents.
That's the problem. You know, they've asked me to write a letter about speeding, and I've got it kind of formatted in my mind what the high point. And the first thing is to ask the people that live in those neighborhoods to abide by the speed limit.
Absolutely.
I've gotten very aware of speed limits not only in my neighborhood but other neighborhoods, because kids don't pay attention, and they're out there sometimes on their skateboards in the road, which they should not be, but some of these people could not stop fast enough if they had to. So anyway, that's
well, and I tell you another problem that we found. It was not only the people that lived in the neighborhood; it was people who were visiting people who lived in the neighborhood. And they would leave after having dinner and some adult libations, and they would think that they were visiting someplace because in their mind they were.
Yeah, and I try to alert people, and I even tell people, I say, look, you've got to set a good example, and I hate to say it, but I've had police, without their lights on goes past my house going a lot faster than is necessary because they don't seem to be on a run. They'll go down and stop at the stop sign, so they're not like on a run. They're not pausing.
I have seen that myself, too.
So I'm setting a good example. Got to go.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks.
Let's go to Leslie with Dylan Wings. Leslie, how are you today, my dear?
I'm pretty good, Dan. How about yourself? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. This has been a really good week this week. Getting iron treatment today, chemo next week, but it's all good, as we say in cancer world. So let's talk about the spinning wheel. Let's talk about Dylan Wayne. Let's talk about winning things.
Yes.
Let's first get the timetable. When do you want people to come to the store to spin the wheel? Starting when?
Starting today. All you have to do is walk in the store. There's no purchase necessary, and you just get to spin the wheel. And you get whatever prize. We have prizes from anywhere from 10 to 50% off. $500 gift certificate.
I know. I've been sharing that with people.
We have some diamond studs and some pearl earrings. So we're just very excited about this. And we're calling it Try Your Luck of the Irish. So we got the big spinning wheel set up, and we're just excited for everybody to come in and hopefully, you know, just have a little fun, seeing how we have to wear the mask a little longer. So just throwing it out there, and, you know, with St. Patty's Day coming up, we just wanted to do something fun and creative.
Well, and that's what I like about it, Leslie. It sounds fun. Y'all get to meet Leslie and Josh. You get to spin the wheel. You can win something. And Leslie, I shared with people, I've done one of these things before. The quicker you get there, the better off your odds are of getting a big prize because you're going to replace the bigger prizes with other prizes that are lower. But get in there early. Go see Leslie and Josh, 119 Brown Springs Road, and they're doing it today.
And I wanted to add that we're also doing a wheel online via our Facebook page for those people that are still not ready to get out and shop but want to shop online. Yeah. They can spin the wheel online and win a prize.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Tell them how they do that again.
Just go to our Facebook page and they'll see the post, the link to go to spin the wheel.
Well, Leslie, how's Josh doing first?
He's doing good. He's, you know, he had a long weekend with me, but he's doing really well.
And you're doing okay now?
Yes, I'm doing okay. I have a little bit of recovery to go, but I'm doing good.
Okay, well, Leslie,
thank you for asking.
Absolutely. We'll be praying for you, as I told you. And folks, go by. Are you there in the store today, or are you at home?
Yes. Yes. We're here Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 3.
Okay, guys, go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener and take your shot at spinning the wheel. Leslie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Take care. They're so much fun. Red Top.
Dan, you sound like your button is as much as the trees out here today. It sounds great.
I'm feeling pretty good. I was kind of surprised there wasn't more pollen out today, but
pollen is coming.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Yes. And, my Chinese elm is starting to drop its little. It looks just like oatmeal, the little pod that it drops. And I'm not talking 1,000. I'm talking, as Carl Sagan would say, billions and billions. I mean, it's like walking on carpet. It looks like I have my places covered with oatmeal, green oatmeal. First of all, when the legislative roundtable comes Friday, I'm going to ask one of these guys to introduce a bill to curb the governor's executive powers. Get rid of it, damn it. I've had enough of it. We've been abused more than we should be. The number of cases are almost non-existent when you compare it to the population. All the states up of us around us are opening up. Spring break is happening. Kay Ivey and what's his name? The doctor, is it Evans?
No, you're talking about the public health doctor?
Yes.
Jacobs, what is his name? It doesn't matter, just the public health doctor.
Yeah, both of them. I mean, why? Let's open up, man. Let's get down to it.
Did you notice they're doing it after Easter?
Why don't they do it tomorrow?
Because they want to. Because they want to do it after Easter.
Well, they got too much damn power. They've shut down our economy and affected everybody's jobs. It's very convenient because now they can get the people more dependent on government. But I don't dig it. Yeah, that's good. And very quickly on international news, a lot, 10 minutes of a DW German news last night about the German intelligence community openly spying on all political parties that are opposition. The AfD party, which is now about to gain the majority in Germany, is being openly surveilled, and they don't like it, but the German government says, well, we openly surveil everybody in politics, so we're not just singling you out. But that's an indication of how serious some of this intelligence stuff can get with all these people. You know what I mean? It's kind of dangerous. And the AfD is very conservative. Sounds very much like the Trump Republicans. So that's just heads up for folks seeing what's going on elsewhere in the world. And they're sick of Merkel in Germany. They want to get rid of her bad. And hopefully they will soon. And maybe we'll get rid of KI the, out of the office and start to have somebody who's got some sense. Thank you very much for letting me voice my opinion, and I didn't stir too many people up this time, I don't think.
We're top. Have a great day. Yeah, I was kind of, the K did it after the Easter is the 4th. She did it to the 9th, which was a dodge of Easter. And I think that's what they were trying to get over, because they didn't want to do it like the 6th. Mm-hmm. So they had to wait to the 9th. Steve, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dano.
Steve, there's a lot of questions that you probably could answer of things we were talking about.
Well, I just want to commend you and Joey. A letter of commendation is coming, forthcoming, and for your diligence and hard work in getting traffic enforcement back on track in Montgomery.
Well, I hope we helped a little bit.
Well, sure couldn't hurt. And the reason they got rid of the motors is the same reason they got rid of the street sweepers. They cost too much. The maintenance on them was too much, and they wanted to spend the money on other things. Montgomery had a motor school that law enforcement officers came here from all over the state to attend.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone away. Traffic enforcement, Dan, is an opportunity for a law enforcement officer to have contact with a citizen, good or bad, but you can open the door and start a conversation and do community policing and engage the, you know, the public and make a friend and let somebody go and give somebody a ticket, but it's citizen contact. And it also gives you the ability to identify a stolen vehicle, someone's got warrants on them, other criminal activity. So there are several good reasons other than for safety of the citizens to do traffic enforcement. Did you happen to see the open letter from the Gulf Shores police chief to the governor of Illinois?
I did not.
You need to pull it up. Google it up. He's scorched. He's a former police chief from Illinois. Career law enforcement officer up there, was hired as Gulf Shores police chief. And he wrote a letter they just passed doing away with qualified immunity up there.
What?
And, yeah. The governor's supposed to sign it into law. And he wrote a scorching letter saying, you know what? Thank you very much. I've got a desk full of applications from the state of Illinois for police officers that know me and want to come to vacation heaven down here and be police officers. And you have done us a wonderful, wonderful thing in the South by doing this. And in his closing remarks, he said, you've got to ask yourself, what do you want, a passive police officer or an aggressive criminal? Because they're not going to get out there and do the job if they don't have the backing.
Let me interrupt you here. How do you do the job without having qualified immunity?
Well, you can tippy-toe. And you can ride around in the car and
instead of bullets, you use flowers or what?
Yeah. I mean, all you're going to do is react to crime, but you're not going to be proactive and try to prevent it. You're not going to engage because you have no immunity. And that's the wave. You know, there's a federal bill right now. They've got it up there, and the FOP is fighting it tooth and nail, but it's at the federal level. These crazy states are doing it, and these states are going to start losing their law enforcement officers.
I mean, there's an attorney here, and you probably know who I'm talking about, that does police officers. And he said, if you take that away, it is going to change everything. And police officers are not going to move. They're not going to do anything because they're too much at risk.
No, they'll just go park somewhere and wait for the end of the shift. But, I mean, it's just like with traffic enforcement. Why are you going to get out there and try to stop somebody without qualified immunity? And not to racially profile, not to do anything unlawful, illegal, or criminal in nature, but simply do your job. And you've got to have that protection. And it's not 100%, it's not 75%, but at least you know you from the state of Alabama, you've got qualified immunity. They're going to have to knock that hurdle down first before they go after your personal finances.
Man.
So, but anyway, if you get a chance, check
that
letter out.
Yeah, Joey just showed it to me. I was reading over it while you were talking.
Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Steve-O, tell the captain I said hi.
Well, the Jolly Roger was flying high the other night when Alabama cut the nets down against Auburn. So tell Joey, roll tide.
Thanks for that, Steve.
Alabama's basketball team has been doing great. March Corporation South is someone else doing well. You guys are responding to the higher interest rates and giving them a call of 5, 6, 7, 9,000. I urge you to keep that up, by the way. Give them a call. Interest rates are changing. See what your options are. See where they are for you right now. Don't try to wait till they go back to where they were. Do not do that. Make a good choice. As I always tell my clients, let the number tell you what to do. If the number is good, then you should do it. Don't hesitate. You who hesitates is lost. 5, 6, 7, 9,000. John Williams and the good boys and girls at Mortgage Corporation South, mainly girls, at Mortgage Corporation South. Give them a call. NMLS number 232-876. An equal housing lender. Side hustle. How are you today?
Man and Joe.
Did you get your name from really the TV show?
No, I did not. I just kind of made that up on the side.
I was going through my Wow Channel guide, and I saw Side Hustle. And I looked at the story of it, and I was wondering, does Side Hustle got his name for that?
No, I've never seen that show. What's it about?
I'm not sure what it's about.
Okay. No, I didn't get mine from that. I just kind of came up with it with just doing side jobs and that.
Gotcha.
How are you doing?
Actually, really well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I got a great doctor's report yesterday, so I'm really pleased with that.
Good. So, and you're, what'd you say, about halfway through your chemo?
I'm 50% right now. I've got two more. The next one starts next Thursday.
Okay. Good. Well, we've had you in our prayers and our family, and we'll keep that going. So
let me tell you, that's what's doing it. That is what's doing it. Do not slack up. Don't slack up.
We won't. I wanted to change the subject with you on some maybe some lighter stuff about baseball.
Please.
I know you're a fan. We've talked about it before, but I just realized today that opening day is coming up in less than a month on April the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you knew this, but FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, they're having a an event next week where Daryl Strawberry is going to come to Riverwalk Stadium.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and it's free. He's going to give his testimony. So you just go to Alabama FCA and register and go in and listen to his. I've never heard his testimony, but I understand it's a really good one.
Yeah, he had. I think he actually spent jail time.
Did he? I knew a little bit about his history, but I knew he had some problems. But I didn't know he went to
what day is that? What day is that?
It's next Wednesday at 6:00.
Okay. I'm a little short of time. Anything else you want to add to that, or do you want to hang on?
I can hang on. I had one political.
Hang on. I can. Go to top of our break. Going to be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.